This spring, the Federal Communications Commission will distribute slices of the broadcast spectrum to the nation's television networks. The additional frequencies will allow them to create new channels dedicated to advanced high-definition television. This will be the beginning of what is likely to be a billion-dollar industry. Television executives have been expecting to get the new channels for free, but one member of Congress says they're worth billions and should not be given away. NPR's Philip Davis has a report.
The nation's 1,600 TV station owners pushed hard to be given 1,600 new TV channels so they could phase in digital TV over one channel while continuing to broadcast to today's ordinary TVs over their original channels. Their views prevailed last year in the powerful Senate Commerce Committee, which oversees the broadcast industry. But next month, independent-minded Senator John McCain of Arizona will take over the committee. He thinks that instead of being given away, the spectrum should be auctioned off to the highest bidder.
I will continue to push for auction of spectrum. It's owned by the taxpayers just as a piece of land or a waterway that's owned by the federal government. And if it were given to a private entity, the taxpayers would want a return on it.
And he said there will be an added impetus to his quest this coming year.
I think the president's budget will come over with a provision for spectrum auction in it because they are attempting, obviously, to balance the budget. And I think the budget committee will reflect the same views, and then that'll put added pressures on spectrum auction.
Although the White House officially opposes an auction now, it supports a compromise in which all the old analog channels would be auctioned off 7 years from now, presumably after the digital TV format was well established. Though McCain wants to do the auction now, both he and the White House estimate bidding for TV channels could top $15 billion and go perhaps as high as $70 billion. That potential cash infusion has given McCain support from an unusual assortment of conservative free marketeers, consumer groups, and fiscal responsibility groups like the National Taxpayers Union. But so far, not Congress as a whole. Under the telecommunications law passed last year, the Federal Communications Commission was told to give away the spectrum, not sell it. Saul Shapiro of the FCC's Mass Media Bureau says right now the commission's hands are tied.
Bottom line is we cannot auction that spectrum unless Congress changes the authority.
And Congress has had plenty of opportunity to tell the FCC to reverse course, but it hasn't so far, he says.
It's been debated in various subcommittees, but they have refused to take it up for a vote. And Congress has made it very clear to the commission that they do not want this spectrum auction. They want us to give away the channels to the existing broadcasters.
The votes have not been there, even though auctions were favored by former majority leader and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole. Broadcasters as a group are one of the most powerful lobbying groups on the Hill. Jim Hedlin of the Association of Local Television Stations says broadcasters successfully argued that getting the second channel would be no windfall.
Every viewer we get on channel number two is going to be a viewer we had on channel number one. So our net increase in viewership is nothing. And so you're not awarding us something that is going to enrich us a great deal. It's going to cost us a great deal of money, and most of us think this is going to be a net losing proposition for 10 years.
That's because it would cost each station millions of dollars to switch to the digital format. And some analysts say those billion-dollar auction estimates are way optimistic, given the fact that digital TVs aren't even on the market yet, and when they do come in a couple of years, will cost thousands of dollars. However, auction proponents point out that bidding for other pieces of the airwaves, such as frequencies for cell phones and pagers, have wildly exceeded the FCC's estimates, bringing in more than $20 billion over the past several years. If the budget deficit continues to narrow in its currently unexpectedly rapid pace, a wary Congress might join Senator McCain in viewing an auction of the television airwaves as an easy way to erase the deficit once and for all. I'm Philip Davis in Washington.